How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again, and we're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 7, the Gospel of Luke chapter 7, verse number 1. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. Jesus, in that previous passage, from his disciples, chosen his apostles, and then he's given a sermon on the plain, or maybe even the Sermon on the Mount. They might be different occasions, or might be the same. He tells about the Beatitudes, he tells about woes, he tells about how to serve him and walk with him. And he gives warning to the people, his disciples that are there, about hypocrisy. And then he tells about listening to him and believing him. It's one thing to know what the Lord has said. It's another thing to really receive it. Coming into this next chapter, we see the difference in that. We see a man here that really believes what the Lord has said and what the Lord has done. He believes in him and his power. And so he enters into Capernaum, and a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. This man is a Roman officer, a man over 100+ soldiers, a centurion. He's got this servant that's sick and is near death. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. So this man employs the leadership there of the Jews in Capernaum and to beseech Jesus to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, verse 4, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. He said, this man deserves it. This man, he deserves for you to do that. You should do this. You should be willing to do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. And so they tell why they esteem this centurion so much. He's a man that's not against the Jews, it doesn't seem. Then Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee. But say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. So as the Lord Jesus is on his way, it says in verse 6, as he went with them, he wasn't far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying, Go tell the Lord, the centurion told his friends, go tell the Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. This is a man in great authority amongst the Romans. The Romans really don't care about the Jews and what they think. But he sends this message. He said, I'm not worthy for you to come into my house. And I'm not worthy to come in your presence to ask you this thing. We might get an idea early on that this man is kind of heady and high-minded. He's done a lot for the Jews. He's done a lot for those there in Capernaum. And he asked the leadership to go and speak to Jesus on his behalf, on his servant's behalf. But we see a great humility in this man, don't we? He said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. I'm not worthy for you to come and for me to come to you. But I understand how it is, Lord. All you've got to do is say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. I'm a man under authority. I have soldiers under me. I have my servant. What I tell them to do and go, they do and go. It's just the way that it works. And you can do the same. Wow. Now that's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not doubt. But that's humility and submission and acknowledgement of the power and ability of our Lord. It says in verse 9, and when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him. And in Luke's account, we get the clearer picture that the man didn't even come to him, but he sent this word through his friends. And the Lord marvels, and you know what it is to marvel. That's when you're seeing something happening that you can't believe is happening. Usually what happens when we marvel is our jaw is dropped open. We just cannot believe what we're seeing. And the Lord marvels at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him. And so there was a crowd following the Lord Jesus Christ to go to this centurion's house to heal this servant that he has. And Jesus turned around and said, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And understand, oh, may we understand, please. Listener, understand, faith, biblical faith is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in the only begotten Son of God. Faith in God Almighty. Faith in Him. That He knows what He's talking about and He does all things well. Faith in our Lord. The Lord Jesus said, I've not found anybody with faith like this in Israel. And you know what? That's really a rebuke. It's really a rebuke unto Israel. Because there should be those in Israel having that kind of faith because they received the oracle of God, the good word of God that just kept coming to them over the centuries, over and over and over. Over the course of so many, 1,100 years, the word of God kept coming to them. And he said, in Israel, there's not one that has faith like this. I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. Yeah, the Lord said it in a word. Well, he didn't even say it in a word, didn't he? He just ordered it in his heart to be done. And the man was healed. Faith in Jesus. Do you have faith in Jesus Christ? Now, I'm not talking about just knowing that Jesus is, that he exists. I'm talking about faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Believing in him that he can forgive you of your sins. Believing in him when he says that you're a sinner, that you are a sinner. And not doubting that or not looking around for somebody worse than you to compare to. Do you believe him? Do you have faith in him? Do you have faith in him that he's called sinners to repentance and that you can come to him and he won't cast you out? He won't fail to receive you and reject you? No, that he would receive you. Do you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ in this way? Faith in every word that he says, that it is true and genuine and whole. Do you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? That's what's needed. That's how the Lord is glorified and honored, is by faith in him. Verse 11 of chapter 7 in Luke. And it came to pass in the day after, that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. This widow is burying her own son. She has no husband. This is the only man near to her in her life. And no doubt she has a great exhibition of grief. Our Lord knows that she was very dependent on her son. We don't know the exact account, but we surmise that that's the case. And coming into the city, as they're bringing this man out to bury him outside of the city, the Lord has compassion on her and says, don't weep, don't cry. Don't cry. Our Lord is full of mercy. This woman can do nothing. No doubt her future is uncertain, not having a man to care for her, no husband, no son. He says, don't cry. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Now who would think that they could accomplish such a thing? This man's dead. He may have died that day, may have died the day before, but probably no earlier. Young man, I say unto thee, arise. You know, this is the way it is in salvation. That's what the Lord says. He visits the sinner and convicts the sinner of their sins and opens their eyes and their hearts and their ears and shines the light of his glorious gospel in their hearts and shows them their great need, shows them their greatness of their sin and their condemnation, the condemnation that goes with it, shows them Christ. He says, arise. Arise, come to me. Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. He let him down off that bier. He said, I don't know what he said. What am I doing up here? I don't know what he said, but the Lord Jesus is merciful and delivers this son to his mother again. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet has risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea, throughout all the region round about. The truth of the Lord Jesus Christ went about that land, and many saw the Lord and believed in the Lord and trusted in him. But has the word of this work of the Lord Jesus Christ reached you? I pray that it has. And we point you to Jesus. Repent and believe in him and his gospel. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek.
We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.